Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Bonnaroo 2019, Barry Corder, Brad Steiner, The What Podcast, live from Camp Nut Butter. A total dump.
It's awful.
It's a total dump, Barry. The worst we've ever had. Do you feel okay? I don't know if you feel okay.
Third world.
You were slumming it.
Yeah, the Bissell didn't work well.
Our vacuum cleaner is not working. I'm very upset about this.
It didn't pick up anything.
I had to wait an hour and a half for my Bloody Mary this morning. My vacuum cleaner hasn't worked.
The weed eating hasn't been done. There's laundry piling up.
So
this damn toaster burnt my toast. It burnt my toast.
Brian Stone is very upset. All right, so that's Brian Stone, by the way, who's making toast in socks. And what are those shoes? What are those?
Stylish, man.
Yes, okay. All right, so this is exciting. So we're going to do something today that I haven't done, and I said this during it, I haven't done in 15 years, which is go to GA in the daylight. I've never been to GA in the daylight in 15 years, but we did it, and we basically hung out with all the Camp Redaroo guys.
Hung out with those guys. They had their beer exchange. We also saw just how big it is back there,
oh,
and how
God.
Many people they fit back there.
Yeah, and, you know, there's this thing in my mind where I thought it was going to be a lot more organized and a lot, you know, done up.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
I realized,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, why in the world would you do that?
Wow. How long did it take us to find them?
45 minutes.
And we
drove around
we had help.
Minutes.
Yeah, we had help.
Yeah, it was a map, and it didn't, you know, even that didn't work. I mean,
wow.
But this is first world problems, man. I mean, you walk around GA, you do this every day, but we don't, and we found ourselves in group camping at spot 80A.
Right.
I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah, 80A. That means there's many before and many after.
Yes.
Aisle
all
after
the 144.
Aisle. Wow.
What did
bunch.
You see out in GA that you thought was interesting?
How big it was, how packed in it was. You know, we talked about there's 80,000 people here. It sold out. That was proof. It felt like it in Centaroo, Thursday. And that beer exchange. What a cool event.
It is an absolute massive operation. And the guys that organize it from Camp Redaroo, they do such a nice job for having to organize so much chaos. I mean, it is, it's a free-for-all, and it's really well done. The guy walked in with itty-bitty face and a long, never mind. So he walked in with two pallets of beer, essentially.
Right,
and
right.
He basically walks in and trades everything that he has for something else.
What was it, 16 people that first year?
16
and
people the first
they
year.
They expect anywhere from 500 to 1,000, did he say? I know
oh,
there
God.
Was 300 there
oh,
when we
God.
Were there.
Are you kidding?
No, that's what he
wow.
said. And we also learned what I thought was really cool, a brand new Bonnaroo beer.
Yeah, a Bonnaroo beer for repeat, and then a Mad Tea Party from both from Pontoon Brewing. Well, what I find was fascinating is like you can just bring a beer, take a beer,
yeah.
And as you walk through the line and walk through the crowd, the beer that you took, you can then trade again,
yeah.
And then you just keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading.
Yeah, the idea is that people come from all over the country, so bring your local beer and trade and try.
All right,
so pretty cool.
This was us at Camp Redaroo. Just moments ago at the beer exchange.
Let me say, too, It was cool seeing like Bonarooster and the Bonaruvian were there, yeah, and all these people.
It was a real life Reddit thread. We could not believe we were in a subreddit.
Rubus was there.
We were swimming in a subreddit. It was the strangest feeling in the world. But here it was just seconds ago.
Hey, cool. Talent, Brad, we're it's live. Your show.
Oh, hi guys. Hi. Hello. This is very exciting because this is the first time in 16 years I've seen GA in the daylight. I've never seen GA in the daylight past the age of 22. This is the most amazing thing in the world.
I just wanted to say that I just came from the porta potties, and everything we said in the do's and don'ts, spot on.
What about the porta potties?
Don't eat bran. Don't eat.
Are you inspecting the fucking porta potties, Barry?
Somebody's got to do it.
Did you dip a head in the porta potty?
Don't eat anything. Never eat.
How did you decipher bran that quickly when you're in the porta potty?
You know, fiber. Lay off the fiber.
Yeah. You see, here in group camping, like
stay away from the leafy greens.
Your daily route around the route of the vehicle.
Absolutely.
No, this is the most amazing thing I have ever seen. So the year that I GA'd was the most. We've already set it up. We did that just a second
ago. This is group camping, not GA.
I was probably in there with the brand issue.
Well, no, we did it in this thing called the magic of editing. We did that thing beforehand. Remember that? Don't you remember? We just did it.
That was Kevin. That was
so. What's amazing about this is that this when I was in group regular camping 15, 16 years ago, it never felt like there was this type of community where you like take something from the outside world and bring it in and then like make it a thing, a communal thing, right? How long have you guys been doing this?
So we've actually been we're with Camp Redaroo, and we've been in group camping since they started out in 2012. Stephen Pawlowski set us up at the time. The concept was, since they're letting us camp together for just a little extra fee, why don't we set up a burn structure inside of Bonnaroo to begin with and have our own little community of friends? And we're all, the common thread is Reddit. And we thought, I mean, since we're all friends from the internet, why not make it open invitation?
Are you guys beer guys to begin with?
Yes and no, in that I imbibe a lot.
Yeah.
And I've started to learn things about them as I've imbibed them.
And how it affects your body.
It affects it well.
Yeah, good. Well, you look good.
Thank you. I rolled out of bed. My dad and mom gave me the seed money, but I grew this myself.
So, Mitchell, did you ever envision this?
We did not. And I actually have a Polaroid of the very first beer exchange. The reason why we did it is because this guy posted on the subreddit for Bonnaroo that he wants to trade beers. And since we had a group camp, we're like, well, why don't you just meet at our place and it'll be fine. So we set up the time. We only had 16 people show up in 2014 for the first beer exchange. I have a Polaroid of all 16 of us besides myself. And
Do you remember any of the beers?
Yes. Florida Cracker. Is actually
Florida Cracker from the
Tallahassee Brewing.
Yeah.
The Cigar.
Cigar City.
And the only reason I found this, the guy that set up the whole thought process, we told him to show up at 12 p.m. 7 hours later, the guy whose brainchild this was shows up like Atlas carrying this giant case of beer, like a giant cooler, and he goes, is this where the beer exchange was? And we're like, yes, sir. And he goes, my friend made me try something for the first time, and I've been wandering for hours. Please, just take beer. And he plops it down, and he literally just starts pointing at people and saying, what's your favorite beer? And then he pulls out an amalgamation really close to what their favorite is from some local Florida brewery. And he's my hero.
This guy didn't even come to Bonnaroo, by the way. He wasn't here. He just was walking around with a giant thing of beer.
No, like, no joke, from the sounds of things, I think what he did was he lugged this cooler for 3 hours to no avail, went back, put it down, went to sleep for 2 hours, picked it back up, and then found us finally.
And he just kept the whole beer.
Yeah, Brad, this is nuts. I mean,
but yeah, so from 16 people, this is pandemonium. And I love about it the most, I hate to interrupt, is how organized it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
as much of a disaster as it is, because there's so many people, how can you, it's... It does pretty well.
Yeah, it's definitely trial and error. Like every year, we've learned something different to do. You can see the crowds out here, like of the different type of trading methods there are. There are some people that bring a lot of beer. There's some people that only bring a six pack. So it really became okay, what do we do to accommodate this? How do we get these people in? How does we get this many people in this little bitty space? So over the years, it's really just been trial and error, but. We actually have a committee. We have one of our leaders that oversees kind of it. And she kind of takes...
This is like a business expedition.
We
like,
have a Slack channel, and we start planning in generally around January, February, whenever the group camping opens up.
There's swag. Yeah, you just said that, right? Swag.
Yeah, we have committees that have merged. We have... Delegation is absolute key. Because this is my vacation, too, and it's fun herding cats, but it's a lot easier if the cats herd themselves.
Yeah, and what's even better is that they're actually pretty good beers here, and if I would have known beforehand how this was all working, I would have figured this out, because you basically just bring one, leave one. Or
correct.
You can trade on the street, like, you know,
yes.
Humans should do. Yep. This is like Shakedown Street, just came
yeah.
to you.
Yeah, the whole concept was, you know, when... I'm coming from this part of the country, you're coming from that part of the country. It's like, what beers do you have? Because, you know, a lot of people aren't fortunate enough to travel right. and go and try new beers and stuff. And so, like, this community was about, it really was for beer lovers. And it's really became something special to where it's like, every year that you come, a lot of these guys that are here are veterans that we see the same faces for the last 5-6 years. And I always talk to some of them and they always say, well, next year I'm going to get a beer for somewhere I haven't got a beer from. So it becomes like a game
that's
every
fun.
Year.
All right, so now that we talked about that, go back last night. You guys got in Wednesday night. Did you do anything Thursday? Who'd you see? What'd you do?
Okay, let's see here. I went to the Grand Ole Opry, and I enjoyed every single bit of it.
Wow.
I loved
okay.
it. We camped this stage, me and my crew, the whole night. It was All the Winches,
yep.
Rolling Coastal Blackout Fever, The Comet is Coming, Sunsquabby. But halfway through, we purposely bring a pineapple each year just for fun. His name is Spike.
That seems very repeat of you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Pineapple is actually the first pineapple of his family to go to college. We're proud of him. But we found out that Calliope was doing a pineapple party this year. And about two-thirds of the way through Sunsquabby's set, we noticed that Calliope's cranking up. And I'm like... to my fiance Sarah, I have a pineapple, and that's not a big crowd. I think I got a good chance getting on stage. I go over there, and I got on stage.
Nice. Yeah.
There's some freaky people dancing yeah. out there, and I got to dance with
all right,
them.
All right, so
nice.
Not like?
The Comet is Coming through it.
Was it
down.
Good?
That was
yeah.
great.
Who do I not like?
Man.
People that.
I was bummed. I was
yeah.
really bummed out yesterday, and I'm glad that you said what you said about Grand Ole Opry, because if there was if there was a show I was more excited about, there I couldn't find one other than Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Did I not want to take a nap? It was the. I mean, I was watching TV half
yeah.
the hour.
Yeah.
It was a little slow for a lot of people.
No,
I liked it. I'm older. I liked it. I got it.
Yeah.
We debated last night in camp whether the rap was good or bad. I liked it.
I liked it.
And then Saba, and then Saba was a total. Oh, what a womp womp
yeah.
Saba was.
Yeah.
And I love him. That album was so good, and it was overmodulated. The sound was terrible. Oh, it was a tough first day.
They had a lot of sound issues last night. I know the
are
others.
Are you noticing how bad the tent sounds are?
Yeah, yeah.
The tent sound does not make sense. It's all muffled. It's low. They're not. The levels are all wrong.
It's made for the first 30 people in line.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. If you
that's
go outside,
what it sounded like.
You did it because you camped out at this the whole day. But if you went outside the tent, you couldn't hear a thing.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a very weird first
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we went over to the nude party, and we were just back across the road where that little road crossing is, just outside the tent. Yeah, and it was really faint. You know, it sounded like, and it always seems like on Thursdays where you get some of those issues, but this year...
Yeah, we called it Thursday vibes.
Yeah,
we got a new thing this year. We started looking around. It's like Thursday vibes. Every time you look around, there's something wrong.
Well, let me ask you guys, because we're all experts at it. I was like, is there a breakout act from yesterday?
It was Rolling Blackouts. I thought
Rolling Blackouts
was great.
Yeah.
That's the breakout?
Yeah, that was
that's
great.
The one that moves forward?
You're not talking straight.
That was good.
They were better than I thought they would be, honestly.
Absolutely.
And then even before that, when Peach Pit, I thought was
Peach Pit was
much
great.
Better
Peach
than
Pit
I
was
ever
excellent.
Thought they
Peach Pit was terrific.
I caught the tail end of that. My fiancé went in to go do a henna crown on somebody in there, and a buddy of mine found
she
me.
She went in to do what?
She does henna.
Okay.
She's been a cake decorator for
decades.
I wish
you would have said that beforehand, because
apologies.
That sounded really dirty.
Yeah, apologies. Yeah. She's into some stuff. No.
We're at Camp Nut Butter.
For a decade, and then she found out that people are just giant cupcakes and henna's in a piping bag already and got into that. But
nice.
I was walking in to catch up with her at the end of Peach Pat, and a buddy of mine, Max Farber's walking out, and he's crying. He's like, It was too beautiful. I was like, Max, it's Thursday.
Day one. It's day one, dude. Thursday vibes, man. Thursday vibes always.
Yeah, let him go. Let him go.
Hey, so we got a special guest that just kind of joined us over here. This is Daniel from the Rubus.
Oh, that's Rubus.
Rubus is in the house over here.
I see you, Daniel.
So, also, we got Tyler from Bonaruvian is here. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Sorry.
I feel like I'm it's a live Reddit thread right
it,
now.
It really
I feel
is.
Very uncomfortable.
It's like the who's who of Bonaruvian.
Someone's going to insult me about Mac DeMarco. I know it. Somebody's going to say something shitty.
Mac DeMarco's great.
So, how's Rubus doing? You had some trouble.
Oh, we're doing great.
You had a little trouble getting up.
We actually drove it up Sunday. We parked it. It's been a while since I've been on radio. We actually drove it up Sunday. We parked at a buddy's house that is right across I-24. So we got here Wednesday and was able to just take a shortcut and roll in on Bushy Branch.
But your bus had a problem for like the 3 days before you were to leave.
Well, it's topping out about 40 miles an hour right now.
My dude.
But we're going.
You're it's that guy.
It took about 5 hours to get from Huntsville, Alabama to Manchester.
We're not worried about your...
I was in front of you?
We're not worried about drugs, officer. We just can't get any higher than 40 miles
an
hour.
No, I certainly got that question. We did get pulled over in Winchester.
What happened to your... Wait. What happened to your generator?
Oh,
did they
dude.
Take your generator?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so we've taken that same generator with the Rubus in for like 3 years, and they quoted some imaginary technicality I've never heard and swiped it. But that's okay. It's been like 75 degrees in the day, so
that
we're okay.
We gave them our generator.
Came through. It was like, wait, their generator got stolen?
I'm good, dude. A lot of things have happened like in a crazy way at this Rue, but I'm okay. We're here. I'm just glad to be here. The bus is here. All of us are here. It's Rue. I'm just happy to be here, man.
We're already in heaven.
Let me ask Kyle.
They could have crashed his bus, and he'd be like, I'm just happy to be here.
Let me ask Kyle, and I want to ask everybody, too, but the crowds are huge again. Why do you guys think so? Everyone wants to know, is it one thing, is it a bunch of things?
You go first.
It's a bunch of things, for sure. I think Fish brought out a really big crowd, but acts like Cardi B, that's going to sell a lot of tickets. There's a lot of hype. Yeah, all the additions to the plazas around the campground and in the venue as well. And this has been a season for where festivals kind of fell off and Bonnaroo kind of stepped up and really accommodated to all the festival goers this year.
I kind of think that like the festival bubble has popped a little bit and Bonnaroo survived and now it's back and bigger than ever.
I couldn't agree more.
That's been our theories as well. Do you guys agree it's multiple things? Kevin and Mitchell, multiple reasons.
I would like to say that there's multiple reasons, but I know one really giant reason is Fish is here.
See, that's exactly
and Fish
right.
has got a cult.
That's
they're a wonderful
saying.
Cult, but they're a huge cult.
That's what I've been saying for a long time.
I talked to the guys from Relics yesterday, and I said, is Mike here? And then she said, everybody's here. It's Fish.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody's here.
I think Fish is a real big reason the numbers really spiked. I mean, we saw the same thing back when the Dead and Company were here too. Like, it spiked a little bit. But when you look at the one thing I've been impressed with in my 5 years is that the plazas, right? The new plazas that they keep adding and everything they keep doing to bring the experience. That is one thing we always pride ourselves on in Camp Red Roo. That's kind of why we do certain things we do. We have DJs that come in all weekend long. We throw themed parties.
It's really tight, dude.
And the reason why we do that is because we were trying to create an outside experience in the campgrounds. When we did the party with Repeat last year with the Rubus, it was about creating an outside plaza campground activity. And then I think Bonnaroo took note and they kind of copied us because then all these nice plazas popped up. And the Where in the Woods is really nice.
Hey, let me be honest with you. I've done this for 19 years. Take every credit for somebody stealing something from you.
Yeah, listen, we are.
That's all I ever do.
We are. We're taking
There's
credit
no original
for the design
thought.
Of the poster with the dripping butter on it. That's us.
Yeah,
come on.
They stole our branding. They stole everything.
We tried to steal the podcast from you guys last year.
It's gone, if you'll notice. The podcast is gone.
He's talking about the podcast.
It's us, man.
We'll cuss them.
Awesome. But, yeah, I think, you know, when they keep adding these experiences, you know, when the average festival goer is looking at festivals to attend, whether they've not been here before, they look at it and they say, okay, well, I've got XYZ on the lineup. Maybe I'm not a Fish fan, but I really want to see Gambino because we all know this is going to be his like last festival or maybe last music for a while. And but when I look at all the combination of things like that these other festivals don't have, that that contributes to why I want to spend that money for the ticket. I know for me, that's what I look at. I don't look at just a lineup alone. The experience and the people, it's a getaway. So I come for the people and stay for the music sometimes on some right. years because the experiences really make it what it is to me.
And speaking of experience, so you create this, you experience this beer exchange. That thing that you're sipping on right now, I got to say, our guys at Odd Story in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So Odd Story is this amazing local brewery. They've been around for about a year and a half. They wanted us to specifically bring the lavender lemonade just for you guys because you guys invited us to the beer exchange. I hope you enjoy it. You okay with it?
Yeah,
it is delicious.
It's okay. Really delicious. It's
it might
great
be the most
beer.
Crushable like, beer.
I'm a big sour fan. I mean, that's why I love our beer that we collaborated with Pontoon. I'm a big Goza and sour fan.
Me too.
And this one is really, like you said, when we started drinking earlier, like it goes down so easy. Yeah. It's so tasteful. Hot day is amazing.
So the guy that works there that I know, his name's Nelson, he said, what time are you doing this? And I said, it's about like 11:30 or so. He goes, oh, wait, I've got something for you. Is there anything tastes more like 11:30 in the morning than lavender lemonade?
This is better than like the mimosa in the morning. This is like the craft beer of mimosa.
Right. So
I feel like I'm going to have an artisanal shit after this.
I want to hear your Bonnaroo routine in the morning. Like, what is like, you woke up this morning, on a regular Bonnaroo morning, what do you do?
Well, usually I don't wake up, though. I was at Calliope until pretty much
You're
sunrise.
Dead right now.
So,
still
yeah,
dead.
I'm going on about 2 hours of sleep, so I typically don't go to sleep.
Wow, that's a long
No,
weekend,
so my
man.
Secret is, I haven't done it yet this year, but typically I am a late night Calliope. I love the late night dancing. And usually what I'll come do is I'll come and go in the Grove and take an afternoon nap in the shade on the hot years. It's been tolerable this year.
Yeah, this
but I usually
amazing.
Go in the Grove and I usually take a nap for about 4 hours and then I'm wake up and refreshed. But
okay. I like that. I like that routine.
So I have to endorse. I do not know the exact product. It's called a Solar Shield. And I spent $50 on Amazon, and I cannot endorse it enough. It lets wind in, but not light.
So what is it?
It's a mesh screen.
Okay.
That's a reflective graffiti wall, pretty much.
No kidding.
And wow. You cannot see in as long as there's a light source hitting it, and it lets the wind in, and I get to sleep 3 extra hours.
You look like the guy that invented
that's
this
a pro
product,
tip.
Actually.
That's a pro tip right there, man.
Yeah, if you come by my campsite, it feels comfy like a living room. It's always breezy. It's always
shady. Is this
shady.
A pickup line?
I already have a lady, but I can pick you up, too.
And that had anything's possible, sir.
That's a pro tip.
Play my cards right.
Yes, Mitchell Daniel. Over here is the most prepped Bonnaroobian I have ever seen.
Is
I will run into him everywhere, and he has like a backpack full of every possible thing.
As if
Bonnaroo
is going
ever.
To break out anywhere else in the
he
in
has.
The
I have a bar in my trunk and board games in case fun's not where I show up.
I like the idea of like on October 12th, I just run into Mitchell, and he's like, "I'm ready for Bonnaroo.
What
you
do you need?
Do anything
what
right
do you
now?
Need? Good what do you
camp.
Need? What do you need?"
And that's why me and Mitchell are such good friends because I'm the probably less prepared. I tend to do my best work on the fly, so when I come, I usually am like packing last minute. I know I've forgotten things. But I just kind of go with the flow, like, you know, and I'll come to Mitchell and be like, hey, what's going on? And we'll just kind of go off each other and be like, all right, you do this, I'll do this, and we just kind of go with it.
I think the winter's always coming, so I got to squirrel away some acorns sort of mentality.
So do you think that you are like, the when it comes to organizing your insert camp here, or do you feel like you're the navigating bodies
like,
of this?
Like, no joke, I map out all of this and park okay. all of us.
Have you ever missed something?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do your asshole campmates yell at you for
Where
missing
are we going
every
with
little
this?
Thing?
Yes, I got yelled okay. at twice last year.
Let me just say, he has one nickname. No, he has many nicknames, but the one that sticks is One Job.
One Job?
Well, it's because I don't have one job. I have 1,000.
No, no.
Always everything else.
Okay. One job, and he always messes up.
Yeah, I feel like you've dropped the ball, and I don't know what the ball is.
I've dropped about 300 balls.
Yeah, so me. The funny thing about me and Mitchell is, you know, you guys know because you all prep for Bonnaroo yourself, so when you're prepping just for yourself, there's a lot of work that goes into it, like what do I need to buy, what supplies do I need,
sure.
who's going to bring what, maybe like you don't want to rely on Brad to bring something because he might not
Never
bring
rely
it.
On me yeah.
Never
anything.
Rely on Brad.
So here's what
Listen,
we have.
Listen, we played golf 3 times recently. He's forgotten every single time.
So we have
I have to call him from the tee and say, where are you?
So the
every
fun,
time.
The fun thing about this camp is we have to do that for 300 people. And
oh
it really is.
Heart, no. I'm having heart palpitations.
It's okay. I'm good at herding cats.
Yeah, we got really good at herding cats a few years ago. But, I mean, we do everything from all the food. We, you know, like I went to Sam's Club I left Knoxville Tuesday morning. I went to Sam's Club on the way out and packed out. I think I left Sam's Club with about 145 pounds of meat. So Boston butt and chicken. And I just packed out my Jeep Liberty. And I mean, it's like now I'm on the road to Manchester.
You understand you bought one of me.
Pretty much.
We're eating you this weekend.
Wow.
Well, finally, my Bonnaroo dreams have come true.
See, what are have we ever
I am
really,
Hamageddon.
Have we ever talked, Brad, what is our priority? What is the do not forget this? Liquor?
Beer.
No.
Gin? Liquor? No. Beer? Ice?
There's just too many to name. I could never
That's
go,
what I'm saying.
I couldn't go from like a top one because there's probably five. But for me, it's the right shoes and sock combination. And it's baby powder because the older you get, that
Gold Bond, rub it in between your thighs.
I felt it when I woke up this morning, and I said, "Oh no!" Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I tell people my number one essential is whatever you put on your feet. Your feet,
yes.
Like
that's right.
You know, I always see you always see the new Rubies every single year, and the people that are first
pasties.
Years.
I forgot pasties. Number one pasties. Thing, I need pasties.
Oh, there we go.
There's so many rave babies this year.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So it's, you know, you always see. I always get a kick out of every year. You know, when you look around and you kind of people watching camp, you see everybody that's got the new stuff on. It's like, you know, the new festival goers are kind of like emulating that Coachella look, where like what you have on matters, and here it really doesn't matter. But I always see people like with brand new kicks on and stuff, and I'm like, those are going to get so dirty. Those white sneakers
that's
are going to get so dirty.
I'm so glad you said that because we have a guy in camp. He's actually where is he? Nick Day. All right, so he's walking around somewhere. He specifically bought white shoes this year so that he could see how dirty they would get.
Yeah, he's taking photos all throughout every huge day.
As he's walking through yesterday, he's like, "Yo, everybody here thinks I'm such a noob."
I think Kevin, what something you said a minute ago about nobody cares what they're wearing. I mean, they do kind of. But it's funny at this festival, you get to that point where if it's comfortable, it works.
They care what they look like, and they don't think about what they're going to feel like.
That's right. That's a really great way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah. I think you have some people.
If you like it, if at the moment, you wear it.
Yeah, I think at Bonnaroo, you know, like I've been to other festivals, and, you know, we were talking about Coachella last night with some friends where they went for the first time because they always heard these things, and they were like, you know, it was more about who you know, what you look like and what you match with people. And what I've always loved about Bonnaroo and out of all the other festivals I've been that, yeah, you have people that like to dress up and fun stuff and some people are comfortable. Like, I just feel like it's not really a fashion contest at this festival like it is at other festivals.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, when you go to, like, Imagine in Atlanta, which is an EDM festival, you have more of the rave style. You have half that are, like, that truly, like, 90s rave style, and then you have the others that... They just don't care. They just have shorts on.
So, Thursday morning, I wake up. It's time to drop the kids off at the pool. All I do is put a hat on, put my shoes on. I'm starting to walk, and I've got my
shirt
on.
Wait, you walk around nothing but hat and shoes?
I had underwear.
That hat.
I think you but probably I'm should rearrange that
hat,
outfit.
Underwear and shoes, hung over, just like, I got to get to the bathroom. This guy dressed like the Naked Cowboy from New York's like, "No shit, dude, you're my favorite costume I've seen so far." And I'm like, "Thanks."
This is every day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not about the. I feel like a lot of people do it for fashion, but most people just do it because they want to be fun.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know how,
exactly.
You know how you have the guy that the Guy Fieri sort of visor. Yeah. You could have the Mitchell hat with the red hair coming down.
Mitchell's hat's pretty legendary. That thing. I mean, this thing's been around as long as I've known him, and it's got the bandana from every year and all
the
pins.
Like, that is
it's
cool.
Just, it's like it's
an
like
art
basically
piece. That is a
yeah,
definite art
that's
piece.
That's very should, cool.
When he retires, they're probably going to have to put archive it in the where in the woods.
They can
it would look good up on top of the squarch.
The squarch.
Put that on the squarch.
Yeah, so, have you guys been to where in the woods yet, where they have all the old Bonnaroo?
We have.
Yeah.
We've had a moment.
I've painted the.
We've
catalog.
Had a good
okay,
moment.
So this is going to come up, and I'll tell you guys this before anybody else gets to this.
I'm
going to
tell it later again. I'll tell
I
the right story later.
This.
But you all go
right,
ahead,
so
Brad.
I talk for a living. I'm prefacing this for a I talk for a living. I do radio. This is all I do.
You talk pretty.
And most of the time, I'm just talking, and I don't know what the hell's coming out of my mouth most. All right, so we're shut it. So, oh, by the way, there's the white shoes, by the way. There are white shoes, if you want to notice what white shoes look like on Thursday, Friday morning, the noob. All right, so we're driving through where in the woods, and I see the Mr. T installation, the classic Mr. T installation that is part of the parade.
Oh, you're
And I'm not listening or thinking. I'm just talking, you know, because I'm just trying to keep the energy up. That's my life. I'm, hey, how's everybody doing, buddy?
Get amped.
And so I let out maybe the dumbest shit that's ever come out of my mouth.
Just one.
We go, and we're going to recreate this. And Barry, you can be Jeff Cuellar from AC Entertainment.
Okay.
All right? And don't,
all right.
don't, let's just let this breathe. Let it happen. Count it down.
I can't
this
embellish
is what I
it
say.
All.
We are driving by and I said, oh, cool, you guys brought Mr. T. Oh, sorry, hang on. Oh, guys, you guys brought Mike Tyson.
All right. Internal brain is going 1, 2, 3, 4. Now Jeff is thinking, do I correct him? Do I call him? Do I embarrass him? We get to 13 seconds and Jeff says, no, it's Mr. T. And the whole cart kind of starts giggling. And the funny thing
My
is
My only
the
response was, shut up.
Yeah, well, because the girl that was with us, Bradley, is recording it on her phone, coincidentally. And so we played it again the other night.
Over
and you
and
can
over.
Hear giggling and then, just shut up.
Just shut up. This idiot called Mr. T Mike Tyson.
It's a pretty good giggle.
I completely get it, man. My brain
See,
runs
he
about...
See, why can't you guys get
my
it?
My brain runs about 20 miles faster than my... my mouth runs about 20 miles faster than my brain. And by the time I've signed the check, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yep. Already done it.
Yeah.
We have another guest, right?
Yeah, we have another guest that just joined us.
By the way...
I'll let her introduce herself.
Boy, I love the new host. You're welcome.
Hey, go ahead.
It's his party, man. It's
it.
His party.
Hey, I don't care. I'm
hey, guys. How's it going?
Who are you? Get it up close.
I'm Shannon. I'm from Pontoon Brewing out of Sandy Springs, Georgia. We got to work with Camp Redero this year and made the Mad Tea Party the official beer of Camp Redero.
I'm obsessed with the repeat beer you guys did. That is so good.
Yeah.
And to get the flavor you got out of it and not use lactose is unbelievable.
Yeah, so they're completely vegan. This is our second beer. Glazed is the second beer we've done with Repeat. They're great friends of Sean, the owner, and we're really excited to be pouring both of those very specific Bonnaroo beers at
That's
the
awesome.
Brewers Festival this year.
And
so.
It fits the, you know what I love about it? If both of the, especially the Mad Tea Party, fits the time, the space, the weather, the what I'm needing at about 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, the Alice in Wonderland theme just lends itself to this fantastic tea Berliner. It came out super refreshing. It's what I've been
but
drinking.
But how in the hell did
nonstop.
Somebody, how in the hell did Pontoon run through this group? How did it happen?
Beer exchange.
So Sean was here last year with you guys. This is my first year with Pontoon at Bonnaroo, but he was with Repeat, met all these guys at the beer exchange, and then Carrie approached him to be the official brewery for Redero.
Sean actually came to our beer exchange by himself, not for the brewery, in 2017.
That's awesome.
Loved the experience so much that he contacted us next year.
That's awesome.
For the repeat.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
And so then you decided to come do this, and when it all materialized and become a real thing?
So we've been working on this for a couple months now. We've been talking with Carrie, and then we set up some competitions for the Mad Tea Party. So
oh, yeah?
The name and the art for the can were both Redero people's
no
ideas.
Daniel
it was
Sage
their brainchild.
Gets the credit for that. Daniel
no
Sage
kidding.
Has Instagram. All of us do, but you know, Daniel gets a little shout
so
out.
So hang
right
on
now.
A second. So from the birthing process to the execution to the art to then the sampling on site, everything is about Bonnaroo.
Everything's about Bonnaroo. We even
that
got the Bonnaroo
so
logo thrown on
that
there.
That is so dope.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. We're pretty proud of that one. Personally, this is my favorite beer and can art that we've had to date, so I'm really excited.
But how long
to be
have you
here.
Guys been a brewery?
So we've only been open about a year and a half now. We were contract brewing before that, but brick and mortar brewing our own beer on our own location a year and a half. So we're pretty new here,
that's
and
cool.
Being able to come here has been an awesome.
I mean,
experience.
It's a marketing strategy to tie yourself into something like that's pretty smart.
Yeah,
it's pretty smart.
Yeah, and Sean gets a lot of credit for it. He's been gung ho about all this, and he is actually expecting a child any second now.
Really?
So he could not be here this weekend.
Is she giving birth here? That would be really
she is
weird.
Not, I mean, but I heard there is.
Not, couldn't commit.
I heard there is a Liam O'Keefe in the Camp Redero, so I'm convinced that the baby's already out wandering around. The second Liam O'Keefe.
I have always had a rule about Bonnaroo. It's like if somebody walks up to you with a baby and then throws a baby at you. You just swat the baby.
swat
the baby because
sounds
you
like
don't want to
strategy.
Go home and be stuck with a Bonnaroo baby.
It's a weird
you
thing, but he's like, not kidding. That is his strategy.
So what I was really surprised about from our point of view, and this is when we had Repeat here last year, and they did the Rubus party with us, and we became really good friends with them. You know, in our conversations to even have them play, we had talked about them bringing Pontoon with them because we knew that they had a collaboration beer, and we were like, you know, anytime we do the every year that we do the beer exchange, we always reach out to breweries, you know, ask for donations and ask for, you know, stuff to give away. You know, we try to like be a platform for breweries, and we also want to provide options for campers that aren't coming from Devon areas. And so one of the cool things was like, after we met Repeat, and they had a collaboration beer, we were sitting here and we were like, I know Carrie, you know, we've talked and joked around about it for years about, at this point, we just need our own beer. At this point, we just need our own beer. And then it was funny because we're surprised that Bonnaroo hasn't branded a beer.
That's really important.
Yeah, it's a great point.
This is the funny
thing
is,
when you get that ad dollar from PBR Light, you don't really want to divert the attention, if you know what I mean.
And the one great thing about this whole process is, we went through the proper channels. We asked Bonnaroo for permission to use their likeliness and their logos.
No shit.
Yeah, and they gave us their blessing to use it. This is the first official. I don't want to say it's endorsed by them, but it's approved.
We're very similar.
Hey, we're in the same boat.
We had certain limitations, but they're all in.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to say Repeat is the first act to do a on-site Camp Nut Butter.
This is stunning, actually.
Visit.
This
so really that's really
stunning.
Cool.
This is, I want to just say this real quick. Because we reached out, this is the first official use of Rufus and all of the Bonnaroo copyrighted information for a beer. Anytime so far, and it blows us out of the water because that's not what we were expecting.
That's pretty awesome.
We thought they'd give us permission, but we didn't know that we were the first to get permission like that.
That's really awesome, guys.
And that's the great relationship that we've had with Shannon and Sean. I mean,
awesome.
from the whole process from start to finish, it has been such a just amazing like collaboration. Like we went down for their Memorial Day release party, and you know. You can just tell how great and accepting and like, you know, they're getting their foot in the market. But, you know, this, you know, they didn't have to do this for a camp, you know, at Bonnaroo.
Right.
It was just something that the relationship was just great. And it was something that we felt really good about at the beginning. And, you know, we wanted to do something because we knew we thought it would be successful already. But you just never know how successful something's going to be. And they're selling it in Georgia. They're distributing it at their brewery. So it's getting outside of just the Bonnaroo community.
And even better, you guys are right down the road from us, and I don't even know it.
Yeah.
So thank God now that I know.
We had it was fantastic to see all of them come out on Memorial Day. We had people coming from pretty far, also pretty close. Even since we started putting out on social media the beer, the feedback, the engagement, and just everything with all these guys has been fantastic. We felt welcomed before we'd even met them.
Well, I'm getting nothing but lots of hearts from Jared and Kristen right now as
awesome.
I text them. They're very, very happy about it.
Tell them good luck on their tour. They've got their next show going on tonight.
All right, so there's Bonnarooster in the most overdressed shirt of anything that I've seen in my life. What are you wearing? What is that? Oh. This is like the red carpet of Bonnaroo. Oh. It's like people are walking through and we're just checking out what they're wearing. That looks great.
We have some cool people stop by.
That's cool. That's a great shirt.
That reminds me of
Do you know what's even better about this shirt is that the man, it's going to be 85 degrees, and you're still wearing an undershirt.
Yes, I am.
You're still doing the undershirt.
Something's got to catch sweat.
Right here,
that's really
right
impressive. Right welcome. How was your Thursday, by the way?
Pretty good, man.
Yeah, how'd you feel?
Comfortable. I mean, the weather was freaking awesome.
Yeah. Rooster
yeah,
was
who'd
in
you
Camp
like?
Nut Butter last night. We had a visit, right?
For a little bit, yeah.
Yep, we were there last year.
I'll tell you what Bonnarooster does. This is what he's really good at. He comes to camp and drinks all of our fucking beer. I don't know what happens, but he's always drinking. So let me
wait,
ask you.
Wait, do
this.
You stop drinking at some
since
point?
Since you guys, oh, by the way,
no,
both
sir.
Of you have the lavender lemonade.
Oh, yeah,
hey, Brian,
we know how to
there.
Brand.
Take a photo of that. Get a picture of Oxtory's thing. Yeah.
It's great.
Look how adorable they are.
Oh.
It's the cutest couple of Bonnaroo. They are winning.
Thank
the
you.
Give them a sash,
you
someone.
You can call
someone
us a couple, but we're both power switches.
My dude. So
TMI.
All right, so let me ask you this. Now, the rest of the weekend, what do you got? What are you looking forward to today? It's Friday. Then you have my Saturday is wide open. I've got nothing. So what do you got? What's your weekend like?
So I wish that I could tell you many, many details, but I'm the person that plans everything beforehand, and I have a sheet of paper that tells me where to be each day. And I don't know who's on which days besides Kikugaku Moyo on Sunday at 12:30. And I know them because they're the only show I'm leaving camp before 5 p.m. for, because I'm a daywalker ginger, and the sun is not your friend. It wants to cook you.
Wow, you don't leave camp until 5:30 every day?
Somebody has to be dad around here, and these guys get drunk early.
That's our dad.
No, absolutely.
I'm guilty.
Me and Mitchell, like, we're both like...
I had Nikki T mowing the lawn this morning.
In my first couple of years, I was like out there in the hot sun, like it's like seeing Chris Stapleton at 2 p.m. and just like baking in the sun. Like it's like the older you get and the more experienced veteran of Bonnaroo you get, you realize that the hot shows during the day aren't worth it. So I'm the same way. Like I don't really go out into the afternoon. Like Trampled by Turtles on Sunday will be like my only daytime show that I plan to go to.
That is amazing.
Everybody knows it different.
I've never heard that before, ever. It is because, you know, we're over there. We're in a different world. But, dude, like some of my favorite shows I've ever had at this thing is at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I do love shows that early, and I like the bands. But you got to be so talented, and I have to have such a callus to the sun at that point in time.
I don't know how much I can cuss here, but...
Yeah, like when,
have you heard me yet?
Oh, okay, sorry. I get a huge case of the fuckets once it gets above 90.
Yeah, I'm a big Umphrey's McGee fan, and when they had their two sets a couple years ago, it was like... I went to their night set, and I loved it. But I was like, you know what? I'm drawing the line there. As much as I love this band, I'm not going to their daytime set because it's just too hot.
No, I get it. I get it. And I didn't think about it. It just takes so much out of you.
It really does. Like, if I can go out 3 hours in the sun or six at night is really how my clock works.
Yeah.
And more often than not, I'm going to find some person out of their mind at 2 a.m.
like,
and make a friend.
To me, like, the show that I've said over and over and over that I will not miss today is Cherry Glazer. Like, how in the world would I be okay with myself if I said, nah, it's just not going to work at 2:45?
Gambino for me. Gambino today is the big one. He's on his last tour. He likes in caps, so this is it.
This really frustrates me. Like, if I did that, I would miss Cherry Glazer, Parquet Courts, AJR, Avitz.
Oh, they go to the... Okay. They know what the genres are, they know what your tastes are, and they put three people you like at the same time so that you don't show up to all three.
I know. Well, this is what
crowd control.
This is what we talked about Jeff Cuellar, and it changed our entire perspective on this. They create lanes for you as a Bonnaroo participant. They know exactly where you're going for the headliners, and they're going to create lanes for you to get through the entire festival until then. But I'm just saying, like, if I didn't move until 5:30, man, the things that I would miss, the absolutely amazing things that I would miss.
I feel you. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You would have missed one tree if that was the case.
Yeah, there's some great sets that are, you know, in some years you really pick your battles. Like, if there's a name that I want to see that I haven't seen live, like, I'll definitely venture out, but I'm coming right back afterwards. I'm not sticking around in center. There's not enough shade. Like, those trees, like, you just see, like, the slum of people just surrounded
like the
trees.
Penguins.
Yeah.
It's like the penguins.
Yeah, it's like all the penguins.
It's the sun's refuse.
Yeah, so, like, to me, you know, with my bald head and everything like that, like, I just... Well, the sun just doesn't treat you well. Stuff.
All right, so if you don't do the midday stuff and the afternoon stuff, when you get to Centaroo sometime in 6 o'clock, right, what is your plan for the people you want to see?
We go to the left side of every single stage where the quote-unquote bees are.
Okay.
Because everyone's a lazy person, and they show up and pool on the right. And if you just take an extra 20 steps and go a little bit to the left, there's always a good vantage point in center.
More pro tips.
You know, that is a great pro tip, because no matter what stage you go to, whether it's this or that, the left is always the money.
And that's why, we tell our campers.
Oh, Daniel's mad at us now for telling us.
There's bees.
There's bees, guys.
You can swat them.
They're poisonous.
We always designate the back left side of every stage for our campers. We say, you know, hey, if you want to find somebody, if you're soloing in Centaroo or you had to go back to camp or you're, you know, venturing in by yourself, You can always find somebody in Camp Redaroo on
the
back left.
Have you, as a group camper, ever felt limited because of group camping?
Never.
Have you ever felt like, okay, well, we're going to go to a show, but oh, but we got to wait for people if they ever want to meet us at back left.
That's a great question.
I really
want
to go up there to the front.
I will say this. Another large part of why I don't go in before 5 is because I am camp dad. And if somebody shows up to park and I've got people that are just, you know, they've made a parking space out of bag chairs, no joke, I move people's camps when they're not here like 2-3 foot to the left and just fit people in, and they show back up to neighbors because I got to pack people in.
They
don't know. They're going to be drunk, and they're like, wait, wasn't that 3 feet that way?
And they didn't bring a tape measure.
Didn't bring a tape. There's no reference points here. That blade of grass is about as long as
that level.
Yeah, but I don't think we've ever felt like we've ever been like or missing out, because as large as a camp we are, and we've been Bonnaroo's largest camp for like...
This year is the first year we're not
the
largest.
Year is the first one. And
it's by choice.
We did it by choice, yeah.
350
Who got cut? Who got cut and why'd they get cut?
Well, no.
Some strangers from the internet. We're sorry, strangers.
Spill the mad tea party. So, who got cut?
So nobody's like, just
it's
people.
It's open. It's open.
It's open. Oh, so basically what we do every year is we've always kind of, because we are based off the internet in a way, off Reddit, where it kind of started from. We stay true to that, and we specialize, our specialty is that we specialize in taking in solo campers and small groups. So every single year, like the growth of Redaroo has always been very organic. It turns out it's like friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend told me about you on the internet, That's how we get new campers, and like the people that come in and stay for years, like they'll tell their friends, and they're talking to somebody at the coffee house, and they'll tell them.
Go ahead.
It just becomes one of those things where the growth has been organic, but the cool thing about that, and it's never, this is I guess a good complaint to have, is we've had years, the past 4 years, we've grown a lot, and we continue to grow.
That's awesome.
And when you get to 300, 312, 315, like we have in some years, it gets a lot.
I can only juggle about 300 people's happiness at any given weekend. And I figured that out last year, and I don't want to ruin the other 20. So I'm just doing it for them.
Man, you guys did a really fucking great job. This was pandemonium. It was better than I ever would have thought. Great job.
Organized pandemonium. That's the
key. This is so much fun.
If you organize your chaos up front, you can spill after.
I love it. Hey, thanks for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys very, very much. Cool thing you're doing.
Thank you.
Hey. How y'all feeling?
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.